Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host, focusing on management, financing, and marketing to startups and small business on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Tim Jacquet, again, your host. Today I had the pleasure of having a one-on-one interview with Vassy. She is an international singer. If you'd like to come to speak with her, you can give us a dial at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460. And before we begin, we're going to play a couple of clips of her music so you can get oriented with it, and then we go from there. This first title is called Beautiful from Vassy.
It is the morning after, and I can't believe what we all went through. I can still hear your tender voice telling me the things that you used to do. You used to say you can do, everything you set your mind on, you can make two. You used to say you can do, your mind on, you can make it you. Everything about you is so beautiful. You're so beautiful. So beautiful. Everything
Chico, can I get some more vocal top, please?
Boy, you're worse than my problem, but maybe that is my crime. I should have left you, I guess, and I was the fool. When you step that line and we get all intertwined, I had to end it with you, but I couldn't quite do. Don't know why I denied all the time that I cried. I didn't know what to do. Deep down I had a clue that I had to resign to the fact that you lied, afraid that I would lose you, 'cause I was still in love with you. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. Too late, 'cause I'm over you. What we had has got to be a history. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. Too late, 'cause I'm over you. What we had has got to be a history. What is left of you? Da da mpa, da da da. It's time for me to recognize, is it you or my pride? I got nothing to lose, so it's me that I choose. You were holding me down, had to bounce so I drown. You're the shadow on my light, saw me shining so bright. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. Too late, 'cause I'm over you. What we had has gotten me a history. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. Too late, 'cause I'm over you. What we had has gone to me history. What is left of you? And what is left of you? To me a history. And what is left of you? Oh, and what, oh, and what, oh, oh. When I saw that you called, I see your name on my phone. Left me nervous inside, emotions I can hide. Why you hurt me so bad? For too long I was sad. You're my job, my pain. I ain't playing no game. I think it's for the best. We go our separate ways. Stop hassling me and let me be free. Without you by my side, I'll be strong and survive. I'll endure all the pain. Love me, love for me to gain. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. Too late, 'cause I'm over you. What we had is gonna be a history. Boy, you messed up and you wanna fess up, 'cause you wanna get back onto me. I'm too late, I'm too late, I'm too late, I'm too late. And what is left of you? Da 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 da. And what is left of you? Da 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 da. Oh, maybe back then, or maybe back then I could've seen maybe. Or maybe back then, or maybe back then I could've seen maybe. And what is left of you? Da 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 da. And what is left of you? Da 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 da. Oh, maybe back then, or maybe back then I could've seen maybe. Too late in the game, my baby. Too late in the game, my baby.
That was a track called History by Vassy. I'm going to play another track, which is called Feel So Love from Vassy. She should be on the phone momentarily. Again, Vassy, Feel So Love.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surrounds me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now. I feel so close to you right now. Now I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love
wear my heart up on my sleeve. There's no stopping us right now. There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now. Right now.
Again, that was another track from Vassy the singer. She has an album that's coming up. It's called Beautiful Day, coming April, sometime this April. And you can also check out her website at kissmevassy, VASSY.com. To give you a recap of Vassy, she is a native Australian whose new album, Beautiful Day, is a hand-clapping, foot-stomping pop parade of giddy portions as a creator. She offers an endless supply of pop hooks, percussive melodies, sing-song verses. You can listen to Beautiful Day on YouTube. She's got a lot of clips on YouTube. Her in the studio with a guitar player. Beautiful acoustic music. And again, all her information, you can check her out at Kiss My Vassy, V-A-S-S-Y, Kiss, K-I-S-S-M-Y-V-A-S-S .com. I'm going to go back and play one of her title tracks real quick, and then we'll take a station break, and hopefully we have Vassy on the line.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com.
You listen to Apple Capital Group again show. It's the Core Business Show, so stay on a moment, and we're progressing online.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Vassy, welcome to the line.
Good morning.
Great. I'm glad you're okay. I guess just to begin with, tell us about yourself. I mean, we know the general story, where you're from, but can just tell us who you are and about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in Darwin, which is a tropical town up north in Australia, and I'm from Greek parents. But, yeah, I grew up in the beach in Australia, in a very remote part of Australia, so a little town And I was on the beach a lot growing up. But I now live in LA. But yeah, I come from a really loud, vibrant family. In terms of like where I'm from and stuff. So that's I'm Australian of Greek heritage.
Well, that's a combination there, British and Greek. What are your favorite foods, Greek or regular British cookies? And
oh, I love both, but yeah, of course, you know, I'm totally into my Greek food. You know, having my mom cooking for us as we were kids was like, I love my Greek food, but there are some great, you know, English stuff like meat pies and things like that we have in Australia that I love.
Wow. How did you get started in music?
You know what? I always wanted to do music when I was a kid, but I got a late start, to be honest. I was kicked out of my school choir, which is an interesting story. So that was very upsetting as a kid. Took me a minute to get over it, but I did. And then I was told by the teacher that, you know, I couldn't sing like all the other kids and blah, blah, blah. Later, that same teacher ended up writing me an apology note. And because my song was on radio, I ended up winning a big competition. I got Song of the Year, and so they heard my song on radio. So, you know, it's very, very satisfying moment to get an apology letter years later. But I started music a bit late. I've always wanted to do music, but culturally it wasn't something that was encouraged, you know. And then I got the support. Well, I got the blessings from my father before he passed away. I lost my dad about 9 years ago, but he said to me, you know, before you do music, I want you to finish your degree. So I got a degree in architecture. And then when I was done, I was like, all right, here we go. So I started late, and I just kind of like, God, how the hell do I get this moving now? So not only did I, you know, get Song of the Year in Australia, and I was on the radio, and I got a record deal, but I then was like, you know, I really want to live in America, and I want to pursue my dreams in America. And everyone's like, yeah, right, dream on, because that's, you know, how Australians can be sometimes. And I was like, you know what, I am going to dream on. And I did, and here I am, still dreaming on and living now in Los Angeles and, you know, putting out this new record. And I was signed to a label when I first moved here, and that was fun and everything. But I decided that I wanted to do my own thing and kind of go more organic in my style. So I did it independently, and now I have this new album out that I did on my own. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, but.
Mhm. Okay. So, how did you get a contract? I mean, you just kept submitting. A lot of people submit and they never get anywhere. But how did you break through the doors?
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I just, you know, if you really believe in yourself and you want something, you just make it happen, you know?
Wow.
So I you know, I had material together, and I basically built relationships, and someone heard, you know, my voice on this. And then before you know, I got a record deal from Ultra Records, and I was working with a big dance producer at the time who wanted to really work with me and basically exposed me to that world, and it was great. You know, I was touring all around the U.S. last year and doing all the big dance clubs and stuff, and then I just kind of, as an artist, really wanted to grow more from that, and so I asked to, you know, be released, which they gracefully did, which is awesome, and just doing it independently now, and so this is kind of like, when you do it independently, you got to do everything on your own, you know, but I kind of knew that I wanted to go a certain direction, and so you can't, you know, for artists nowadays, you can't sit back and wait for, you know, labels to do everything. You really got to create everything on your own and go for it, and then the right people will kind of see your vision and be like, oh, I get what she's doing, and then come on board, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I know you roll on here, you have a lot of, you've done a lot of, jingle work. So you actually wrote some jingles or did some campaigns with some of our national brands?
Yeah, my songs have been featured in big campaigns for Chevy and Nike and Google, Victoria's Secret, Hilton Hotels, the Skechers campaign, and all of that stuff. So I've been fortunate, thank God, that you know,
wow,
my songs suit really well on sort of TV and stuff like that.
And that's what's the title? So is We Are Young is the one that was featured in those campaigns with Chevy and Nike and.
My song We Are Young, yeah, it was in all that stuff, yeah. So
wow.
That song that I wrote in like 40 minutes ended up being a bit of a cut.
So did you write the song yourself, or you just and sung it, or?
Oh yeah, I write all my stuff. Yeah.
Wow. So how does the inspiration come to you? Does it come in the middle of the night, or come during the day, or does it come with a thought? And how long does it normally take for you to write something like that, on average?
I don't know. It's different situations. Nothing's black and white, you know. Everything's different. So it's kind of like, I don't know. Sometimes it comes, like I thought of a song the other day as I was hiking, and it just, an idea came to me, and I was like, oh shit, you know, and I sung the whole thing, and I was like, don't forget it, because I didn't take my phone with me. I normally take my phone with me so I can write these things down. I'm like, don't forget it, and then I came back, and I was like, quick, put it in my iPhone. I did, and then I was like, you know, who should I share this with, and I thought, who'd be the right producer, and I did a session actually yesterday with this dope producer called Blue, who you can find on my Facebook stuff and that, because I posted photos from our session, because he has all these cool toys in his studio that I like to play with. And I said, dude, I have this idea, you know, you might laugh at me, it might sound a bit gay, but whatever. And I sung it to him, and he was like, yeah, I like that. And then we built a chorus around it, and then we ended up, you know, writing our song around it. That's one example. Other times you go in the studio, and someone's like, well, you know, especially when I'm going to write for other people, then it's kind of like, yeah, you know, this is a project, blah, blah, blah. So then you got to kind of get in that headspace, and then you write something specific to that, or... everything varies. Sometimes you could spend a day in the studio and be like, oh, my God. Like, you might have one genius moment, you know? And then the rest of the time, everyone's just all looking at each other. I'm like, I'm really not, I don't know. I'm not coming up with anything at all. Sometimes you've got to walk away from it, and you nearly give up on it sometimes. But then, like, if you reconvene, you come back, you know, and then bang, you kill it. And you're like, oh, actually, that works. So... you know, nothing's black and white.
So, are you mostly a guitar person? How do you write your songs? Are you on the guitar or piano?
You know what? I don't really play instruments. And, I mean, I play a bit of keys, but my instrument's more my voice, you know, and I hear things in my head, and I voice them out to the producers, and they're like, oh, cool, I like that, you know, and then they'll, but that's kind of how I do it, you know?
Oh, lucky you. I wish I could have that ability just to... have the tune and just go ahead and write it out. I guess when you get a group of musicians that know your style, they know what you're trying to say. I guess when you get a certain musicians around you, you stick with them because it's like this unbroken kind of communication. Here's my thought. Here's the song is going to go. And then they put all the structure together to make it musical, and you play around with, you know, the soup. And then all of a sudden, that now you have this flavor that's awesome, and it really speaks to people.
Yeah, right.
And when you write your music, you have your tune, you just record it on a recording device, and.
Yeah, different things. You know, I've got like on my phone, and when I go to the studio, obviously I have a little setup here. I have a nice mic that I do things here with as well. You know, just little things, you know.
How did you feel when you got your song selected from the some of the companies like Chevy and Skechers and Victoria's Secrets? What does it feel like when you're sitting at home in your chair or you're driving in your car? And all of a sudden, you hear your music over the air.
It's a good feeling. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you know, let's be honest now. But I mean, you know, listen. Before I left Australia, you know, I got to experience that. I'd get in a cab and they'd be playing my song on the radio. I'd you know, I was at a cafe and my song would play. My song was playing on national TV. It was on radio. It was, you know, I was in the magazines. I was like, so it really, for me, when I experienced that, I was like, oh, my God, wow. Or where you're at a cafe and people are talking about you, but they don't know that you're that person sitting behind because, you know, obviously they see you in the limelight. And so then I moved to Australia and then you start from scratch. No one knows you. I mean, I moved to America, sorry. You got to start all over again. And you got to build from the grassroots and, you know, and you got, you know, you're nothing when you first come here. And you got to build relationships and, you know, it's a process. But once I do and I've heard my stuff on national TV, you know, around the country, it's like, it is an awesome feeling. And, you know, you feel like, oh, okay, cool. Like, my hard work's paying off, thank God. So I guess I'm on the right track then, right? Like, you kind of like, oh, okay, cool, right. Because, you know, people all know that the music business is definitely not easy. So,
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, look, I count my blessings, you know. I went to church last week. Like, I'm not a big church goer, but every now and then I do go, and I always do my little, like, okay, thank you for that one. Like, that you know, thanks a lot. Like, I appreciate that. So you got to always be appreciate your blessings, even though we're always caught up in, like, I want to do this, and I need to do it. Why isn't this happening? But it's cool to stop and acknowledge that definitely a lot of stuff is happening. So.
Wow. When it comes to who are your influences, musicians today or those in the past you listened to grow up? When you grew up, you know, some people here in America will take pop stars or take different artists and say, I'm going to start combing myself around them because that's what I hear in my ear. And then your style is different. You have your own style, but kind of tell us how that style developed and who did you listen to begin to develop your style?
To be honest, you know, Billie Holiday is the woman that inspired me.
Wow.
She's the one that, yeah, Billie Holiday. And I didn't grow up listening to her. I just discovered her when I was 14, 15. And I remember listening to some community radio station or whatever because we didn't have access to things back then. In my little hometown, and I remember hearing her voice, and I think I heard Autumn in New York for the very first time, and I remember going, who the hell is that? Wow. And I tried to find all the stuff on her, and I couldn't, and I was just infatuated with her and her voice, and she doesn't have the most perfect voice. She has this kind of very emotive voice, and I was like, oh, my God. And I know this sounds corny, but that song, right there in that moment, something resonated with me, and I just remember going, wow, I'm going to live in New York one day, and I'm going to be doing that. And then, you know, years later, you know, 10 years later, I'm in New York, living in New York. I went to New York first for a year, and I've just now been in LA. I've been here for 2 years. So it's kind of surreal when you think about it. She's the woman that, I can only blame it on her. There's no one else. I mean, everyone else was listening to it. It's cool, but she really is the woman that inspired me.
Wow. That's amazing. Billie Holiday. Any others? Because that's like two generations from you. I think she was turn of the early part of the last century. And you saying that they just were playing it, and she, her voice and her style spoke to you to begin the birth of your own style.
She did, yeah. She did. She really, she did. And then, you know, you develop into your own thing after that, really. I mean, I couldn't just copy her. I'm not going to, like, live her life. But it was like, she just the passion in her voice and the soul and the vulnerability, and that's what inspired me, you know?
Mm-hmm. How do you interpret your music as a singer? Even though the ideas will come to you in a song and, you know, you have to really meditate on it and work on it, and how do you actually interpret your own music once you have that pattern down? Hey, I got the whole song down. Now, let me spin. How I'm going to give this message to people?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
For example, as a songwriter, when you initially write a song, you kind of have the bedrock of the song. So you have the blueprint where you're going to go. Then you have to start developing the song itself. Do you have to develop the song? Do you develop as you go, or do you put the song, whole song into action first? Hey, this is the bridge. Here is the chorus. Here is verse 1, 2, and 3. And once you have that all in your head, then you begin to develop, hey, this is how I'm going to present the song.
I don't know. There's no real set way in doing it, you know. It's an organic process. It just depends on the song, you know. It's hard to explain. You can't, like, it's just something that happens very naturally. It's magic. It just sort of happens. You don't think about it. It really just, that's why it's creative. Like, music is so, like, it really just happens. I mean, you don't ever know what you're going to get. You go there, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, you're like, oh, wow, did we just do this song? That's crazy.
Wow. And when it, kind of tell us if you, a person that, when you came to L.A. Or New York, did you know anybody, or you were just by yourself, and then you went out there and started knocking on doors? How did you get yourself discovered? Did you do a lot of auditions, and then it came through that process?
No, I don't really do any auditions. I've never done stuff like that. I just...
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I don't. When you're an artist, you're an artist. You just do you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I didn't know anyone. Everything I kind of did on my own. Just started from scratch, yeah. It's really about building relationships, and it takes time. People have
okay.
to
yeah.
dedicate years. They say it takes 10 years to really get your career to a place where, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was just thinking... you have been using to do your own music, but we're trying to get an idea of how you market yourself. I'm looking through the web. I mean, you have plenty of marketing, a lot of websites, a lot of links, and a lot of photo shoots. Do you have like a personal assistant that helps you with that, or do the company, record company, takes care of everything for you?
You know what, I have a team of people, and I have a lot of people that help me, you know, that believe in me, and I have a great team, so it's a lot of different things. It's not just one, you know, I don't have like an assistant, but I do have people that help me with stuff, and, you know, I have a stylist and a hair and glam squad, and someone helps me with my editing stuff, and I feel like you've got to have a team. You can't do it on your own. You really do need a team, you know.
How do you choose your team?
You just do.
Yeah, I mean, just some advice for people that I was talking to a lot of artists over the course of the month, and they have, like, different methods. It's like you really have to kind of build a relationship, because I think the biggest thing he said is trusting someone with your brand, because you have a brand. And they said, you know, really you have to think of it as a business that, hey, I have a, like you mentioned, your hairstylist, your publicist, your manager, your lawyer. So you have all these team of people that is working on your behalf, and you're the product and you're the business in the midst of all of this. But any advice that you would give someone who's starting out, what they should look for when they have to pick those people out?
Pick people that you trust. Be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be loyal, be honest. Appreciate people, you know, give people direction, you know, don't sit back and expect everyone to just do stuff for you. Be involved in your career, be proactive. But yeah, you just got to pick people that, you know, believe in you and that you get. And, people come in and out of your life, so not everyone's in there forever, but always appreciate stuff, you know, try to take out of situations what you can, and try to give back as well how you can. You know?
Okay. I have. I'm going to play one clip real quick called Titanium, and kind of tell us about that particular song.
Yeah. Well, listen. Do you have my? I don't know if you've got. Do you actually got any songs from the album though? Like, Could This Be Love one? Because these are great, like Titanium and stuff, but I didn't write that song. It's a cover. So
okay.
I have a YouTube channel and have a following, and fans ask me to, like, do covers. But my actual original songs, like the single off my album, which is Could This Be Love, I'm not sure if you have that one.
No, which one was it called?
It's called Could This Be Love.
Could This Be Love? Okay, Be Love. Okay. And, of course, I have the We're Young. That's the one of yours as well.
Yeah, We Are Young, exactly.
Okay. Tell us about We're Young, and I'm going to see if I can get them to load the other song.
Okay, no worries. We Are Young, I don't know, it was just a fun song I did. It was very last minute. The producer, Tim Myers, who is very well known, he was in One Republic, phenomenal guy. I just said, I got this idea. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, show me. And I did it. And he's like, wow, that's cool. And then he booked this freaking ridiculous thing around it. And he's always open to, you know, my crazy ideas. And then he takes me to the next level, which is so awesome. So I'm just, I love working with him. It's always fun because he just always helps take it to the next level.
Wow. So I'm going to play the clip real quick. We're Young from the commercial.
Okay.
We want to tell you everything about the 2012 Chevrolet Orlando. How it's compact, but seats 7. About its flexible cargo space. Or that it's already loved the world over. We tell you how easy it is to maneuver. And that it has the best highway fuel efficiency of any 7-seater. But don't take our word for it. Find out what real families are saying about the Orlando at Chevrolet.ca. Chevrolet, driving our world forward.
Back with Vassy. That was from the Chevy commercial. That's the clip that they have, and they're going to try to load in the Could This Be Love. While they're doing that, kind of give us some idea of what you were thinking when you actually wrote this particular song.
You said what? You asked the what?
No, I'm sorry. The song you just mentioned, let me look real quick. Screen just went blank. One of your titles, you say, Could This Be Love?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Could This Be Love,
what do you think? Yeah, when you actually wrote the song, how did you write it?
You know what? It came from a place of truth. I was going through something, but it came from an authentic place. So it was just something that I was going through in my life, and then it spilled out into a song. the song is about, you know, like, you know, why is it when I see your name, it's got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain, and every time I call, I can't seem to get it right. Like, that feeling that, you know, it's like, I feel like a fool when I lose my cool. I'm just trying to impress you. Boy, you got me sprung and I don't know what to do. And then it's like, you know, could this be love? So basically it's like that feeling you get, you know, when you really like someone and you just lose your cool and start acting, you know, really just weird around a situation when...
And your fan base, kind of tell us about your fan base.
It's very mixed demographics. I have all sorts. You know, I have a big gay following, the dance stuff, and then I have I have a very broad audience, which is cool. I like that.
Okay. So they are more of the, from even different age groups,
you know what,
you
it varies. I have all sorts,
okay.
Like older, younger. I have a very broad audience, which I'm happier about because I like that.
Okay, give me 1 second. She's trying to give me a signal to see if it's loaded yet. While we go into this one real quick, and we'll probably close with that, any advice that you would say to give a person who's going through trying to get a record deal, what they should look for. And then I guess talk about, if you don't mind, your new album that's coming out. And has it been released yet?
It's coming out May 5th.
May 5th?
No, May 1st.
Okay, May 1st. And which record label is that again?
We're doing it independently at the moment, but it's coming through my company.
And it'll be available through Amazon, of course?
Yeah, it's coming up through iTunes and, you know, the song's going to radio. So if people just go up to iTunes, they'll be able to get it from there.
And we have a question here. The person is asking about... do you think it's easier to be an artist today than it was 10 years ago?
I think it's different. Things have changed. I think labels were more willing to do things back then, and now their funds have become more limited. So it's become harder. So it is different. Things have changed. That's why artists have got to embrace the entrepreneurial system. You've got to be more of an entrepreneur. You got to do things more independently.
Do you, you know what played a part of that? You think it's because of Napster and copywriting, or it's just the way how the market is told, I mean, altogether? Is the market just so broad, they really can't figure out how to get their hands around it? I mean, at least you have iTunes, which is on market. Amazon is on market. A person really can go independently and market themselves without the record label.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know. It's, I think it's from the internet, probably, to be honest.
Okay. And last and comments I'll probably play is when we close out the program. Any other information you want to share with us about this new album that's coming up, Beautiful Day?
Yeah, it's a very happy album. It makes people smile, makes you feel good. It's positive, you know. It's has a sort of a hipstery indie feel. It's very hand clappy. It's very me, you know. And so I feel like if you listen to it, you'll connect with me on it, and you'll hear stuff that you could probably resonate with, because I talk about, you know, things that a lot of people can relate to, frustrations, you know, love, romance, not giving up. So it's a very, you know, I get emails all the time. People are like, oh, man, your album just made me, like, you know, I was about to, like, give up on this, and it let me just persevere, you know. So I'm really happy to hear that, because that's the point. That's the purpose of it, to make you feel happy, to make you feel strong, and it's to inspire you not to give up, you know. But without it being preachy, just being fun and infectious type vibe.
Okay. So is it going to be available on a CD and also with as an iTunes? So they will still have a physical CD as well as electronic? MP3 version.
Yeah, yeah. If people go to my site too right now, I'm offering a free download off the album, and I also have pre-orders on the album. Whoever orders the album now gets like, you know, they get the album signed and they get a couple of little surprises and free stuff. So if people go to my site, then I can give you all that. They can actually get a free download right now.
Okay, so, and what's the website address?
Yeah, just on, if you go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, just go Vassy Fans, which is V-A-S-S-Y Fans, and there's a link there where you can get the free download under the music section, and you just put in your email and you get the free song, Could This Be Love? And then my, if you go to my site, which is youtube.com/VassyMusic, so it's V-A-S-S-Y Music, and then click on the top and it'll take you through to the special offer that I have going right now. So follow me on Twitter. I always give away stuff and announce new things. Everything's kind of on my Twitter. And that's just at Vassy, which is V-A-S-S-Y. And, yeah, if you have any special requests for songs that you want me to cover, just let me know and I'll do it and pop it on YouTube for you.
Great. I really appreciate you coming on to the program today. I mean, thank you. And I wish you all the best on your new album. And we're going to close with your last couple of songs. And, again, thank you for coming in.
Of course. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the support.
And great. And anything we can do, just go ahead and just call out to us. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Vassy, and good luck.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, same here. This has been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio or blog.applecapitalgroup. I'm going to play a couple songs before we finish today. This one is the from Vassy.
Is it when I see your name, it's got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Why am I up till 2 a.m. now it's 3:15, boy, you did it again, and I can't seem to get your cheeky smile out of my mind. I feel like a fool when I lose my cool. I'm just trying to impress you, boy, you got me sprung, and I don't know what to do. Could this be love? got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain. And every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Whoa, oh, oh.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the video of the song Could This Be Love, which I wrote with a very, very dope producer, Jacques, who's also in the video, the one wearing the feather mask. And to check him out, you click down here. And then I also want to say thank you to Darcy, who did the sign language in the video. She is amazing. And if you guys want to find out more about her, please click over here to check out Darcy. But of course, I have them with me, so you guys can say hi. This is Jacques. And this is Darcy. I think cute. Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate the support. Remember to subscribe and leave comments and let us know how you like the video.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.